Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 531, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, a single thing immoral that he did do in those 5 years. I have never heard of his going in the girls' dressing room. I have never heard of his slapping girls as he would go by. I have never heard Mr. Frank talk to Mary. I have never heard of the time Mr. Frank had her off in the corner there when she was trying to go back to work. Direct examination. Mrs. Dora Small, sworn for the defendant. I worked on the fourth floor of the pencil factory for 5 years. I saw Jim Conley on Tuesday. He was worrying me to get money from me to buy a newspaper, and then he would come and ask me for copies of the paper before I would get through reading them. They were extras. He would even get two of the same edition. He would take it and run over there and sit on a box by the elevator and read it. He can read all right. He had on an old Norfolk coat with a belt around it, and it buttoned just as tight around his neck as it could be. Before that, he had gone around there all open and loose and as slipshod as he could be. I could not tell whether he was wearing a shirt or not because his coat fastened up so tight. He told me Mr. Frank is just as innocent as I am. He says, God knows I was talking to Jim anywhere in the factory on Saturday. I didn't see Mr. Frank talking to Jim that day. I have never seen him talk to that nigger in my life. I have never been down in Mr. Frank's office after hours drinking or doing anything wrong at any time. I have known Conley for 2 years. His general reputation for truth and veracity is bad. I don't know of any nigger on earth that I would believe on oath. Cross-examination. I would not believe Snowball on oath. I would not believe any nigger. I got a 50-cent raise in salary about 4 months ago. I have got no raise since Mr. Frank's.